This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Colorado's COVID-19 numbers show signs of a plateau Monday, but hospitalizations remain elevated. The state reported nearly 1,500 confirmed COVID-19 patients currently in hospitals. That was a drop of more than 100 from 6 days earlier. Dr. Barbara Stratland is a hospitalist at Denver Health.
Everyone is struggling just with COVID patients, non-COVID patients, just the sheer number of patients.
A top state pandemic response board approved new guidelines for how hospitals can deal with the surge of patients. It still needs approval from the governor and the state's chief medical officer to be activated. Tensions between Republican Lauren Boebert and Democrat Ilhan Omar continue to increase. A phone call between the two congresswomen meant to ease conflict only led to more anger. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The situation started with a joke Boebert told at an event about how the Minnesota representative is a potential terrorist. After some outcry, Boebert apologized if she offended the Muslim community and called Omar to talk directly. In a video statement afterward, Boebert claims she ended up demanding an apology from Omar as well.
She kept asking for a public apology, so I told Ilhan Omar that she should make a public apology to the American people for her anti-American, anti-Semitic, anti-police rhetoric.
Omar says she hung up on Boebert because the call was unproductive. Omar said the disagreement is born of, quote, outright bigotry and hate. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Participate in Giving Tuesday with your gift today at CPR.org. You make CPR News and KRCC possible. Thank you so much for your support. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.